This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share their experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety. Government has approved the continuation of the integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aaya Sanrakshan Abhiyan PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Toor, Urad and Masoor pulses under price support scheme equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as Chief Election Commissioner as the tenure of incumbent Poll Body Chief Rajiv Kumar is ending today on 18 February. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as Secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Dr. Vivek Joshi has been appointed as new election commissioner. He is an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre. President Draupadi Murmu appointed both commissioners. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual in New Delhi today as part of its efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. These identities are as logos, color palettes, typography and imagery, as well as verbal identities like brand voice, messaging frameworks and taglines. The ministry said that the primary objective of the DBIM is to create a unified and consistent digital brand for the government of India. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, reached New Delhi yesterday on a two-day official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. PM Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. He will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. During his visit, the Emir will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. The Emir will hold talks with PM Modi covering various aspects of the bilateral relations. Senior American and Russian officials, including the country's top diplomats, will hold talks in Saudi Arabia today on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. The talks mark another step by the Trump administration to reverse U.S. policy on isolating Russia. The Kremlin has said it would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's military operation in Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. The U.S. State Department has dropped a statement from its website which stated that Washington does not support Taiwan's independence. This move has sparked anger in China as Beijing has asked the U.S. to correct its mistakes. The U.S. State Department's fact sheet on Taiwan-U.S. relations earlier included the phrase, "We do not support Taiwan independence," which was removed last week. The department said it was a routine update. In the Women's Premier League 2025, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. Chasing 142 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 146 for 2 in 16.2 overs. Earlier, RCB won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Delhi Capitals were bowled out for just 141 runs in 19.3 overs. Today, Gujarat Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The 23rd National Para Athletics Championship commenced at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium yesterday. The prestigious event is being actively supported by the Tamil Nadu government and will run till February 20th. The championship has drawn an impressive 1,476 para-athletes from across India competing in 155 events under 30 teams, making it one of the largest para-athletics gatherings in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.